Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
30 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader?
The only members excused from the call of the House this morning are Representative Springer and Porcio.
Okay. Our chaplain today is Bishop Michael Kenney. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
I know I'm a month and a half late, or over a month late anyhow, to welcome all of you to Juneau back to this session. Nice to see you back here in town. From what I hear from staffers, you're working double time. At least they tell me you're killing them, so keep it up. Let us pray. Lord, we humans have a way of beginning things with great enthusiasm and energy, with high ideals and noble dreams. But in time, reality has a way of setting in, and experiences can often clobber us. And so slowly we temper our enthusiasm, pace our energies, adjust our ideals, and alter our dreams. This is life. But please, Lord, may our revisions and our holding back flow out of wisdom and not cynicism. May they reflect patience and not giving up. May they evidence a wider and clearer view, never a blurring of vision. This is the second month of the second year for the men and women of this legislature. Now is the time for you to answer this prayer. Amen.
Representative Adams, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 40th, 41st, and the 42nd legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 40th, the 41st, and the 42nd days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journals for the 40th, 41st, and 42nd legislative days as certified be approved.
Are there any objections as the correctness of the journals before you? Hearing no objections, the journals stand approved. Do we have guests for introduction today? Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I see over in Gallery B, we have a constituent of Representative Menard and myself, the president of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School Board, Max Olson.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have some close-up students visiting me today from my particular district. They're in Gallery A. I'd like them to stand. As I call their names, I have Ada Nigavana from Wainwright, Henry Simmons from Atkusuk, James Talek from Nooksuk, Hilda Akatana from Point Hope, Kathy Lynn Morey from Anaktuvik Pass, Jace Frankson from Point Hope, Gertie Tuzuk from Point Lay, and Bill Michael, the teacher from Anaktuvik Pass. Mr. Speaker. Also, I've got from Narvik, a constituent that's attending the Rural Cap Citizens Participation, Gladys Chesley in Gallery A also.
Representative Sund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's this time of year again where a large group of people from Ketchikan come up and go around and talk to various people in the legislature and administration about the problems and issues in our town, and we have three of them in in Gallery B with us today. I'd like to introduce Pam Yordiset, Mallory Stanton, and Cherry Davis.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple friends in Gallery A. I think he came back to get his coat that he lent to me last fall when I went and visited him in Massachusetts. The distinguished former representative from Kodiak and his wife, Dave and Carol Lee Thompson, in Gallery A.
Representative Thompson, as a distinguished member of this body, would you care to share a few words with us? Thank you.
I just wanted to say, Mr. Speaker, that it's good to be back, and I was reminded of the fact that very little has changed. The first opportunity we had to touch Alaskan soil was in Ketchikan. We got off the ferry and went for a ride, came down the road. There were two dogs right in the middle of the road. I blew the horn, and the dog gave me a look not like I used to get in this chamber. So the long and the short of it is, Mr. Speaker, I'm back, and I still can't get no respect.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have my family visiting Juneau from Bethel today, and I wonder if would like you to help me welcome my wife, Lillian Hoffman, my daughter, Trina, and my son, Doug. I also have in the gallery, visiting along with my family, my sister, Margaret Heron.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have close-up participants also in Gallery A from Sandpoint, Hubert McCullough, Vince Osterback, Carrie Martinson, Katie Chevetnoy, Dwayne Gunderson, and their teacher, Ing Jensen.
Any further guests for introduction? In Gallery A, there's a group of close-up representatives from Sitka, Joanne Ivey, Jill Demrett, and Rick Richter, and the instructor is Bill Foster. Would you help me welcome them to Juneau? Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any other communications that should come before this body?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The State Affairs Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 47 relating to federal income tax exemption for minors for income earned on reinvested permanent fund dividends, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 47 State Affairs with the same title, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman, concurring. Elmer Hoffman, Menard, Martin, Donnelly, and Davidson. House Joint Resolution Number 47 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 366, Subrogation of Medical Benefits, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Elmer, Chairman, concurring. Elmer Hoffman, Davidson, and Martin. House Bill 366 has a further referral to the HES Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 372, Prohibiting suspended imposition of the sentence of a person convicted of a sexual offense, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Sun, Chairman, concurring. Sun, Barnes, Navarre, Cotton, Ulmer, and Grunberg. House Bill 372 has no further referral. The Transportation Committee has considered House Bill 397, Licensing of School Bus Drivers, recommends it do pass and attaches 2-0 fiscal notes. The report was signed by Springer, Vice Chairman, signing DuPass, Springer, Miller, Pierce, and Hudson. House Bill 397 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The HES Committee has considered House Bill 412, Pre-Emancipation Services for Certain Minors, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 412 HES with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chairs Ellis and Kopanen, concurring Ellis, Kopanen, Hudson, Donnelly, and Grunberg. House Bill 412 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Resources Committee is considered committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 57 Resources. Foreign Fishing in the International Water of the Bering Sea recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Herman, co-chair, concurring Herman, Cotton, Hoffman, Davidson, Pierce, Sun, Navarre, Schultz, and Springer. Senate Joint Resolution 57 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Stuart Reeder by Representatives Menard and Grunberg. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Rules for calendaring.
I have no resolutions for introduction.
This brings us down to first reading and reference of House bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 325 by Kopanen. An act relating to eligibility for retirement benefits under the Public Employees Retirement System for delegates to the Alaska Constitutional Convention and providing for an effective date.
Two standing committees, State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
House Bill 345 by Adams and Taylor. An act relating to coroner's inquests and providing for an effective date. The Hess Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 345 Hess with the new title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by the co-chairs Ellis and Kopanen. Concurring Phillips, Ellis, Hudson, Grunberg, Donnelly, and Kopanen. Hanley has no recommendation. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the Hess Committee substitute and do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Porcho, Larson, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Wallace, Brown, and Davis. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Hess committee substitute.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Hess? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute Hess has been adopted. Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority.
There are none on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
There are no amendments on the desk. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 345 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to coroner's inquests.
Third reading. Under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 345 Hess pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 345 Hess has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 445 by Swackhammer, Grunberg, and Rieger, an act relating to the applicability of Chapter 77 SLA 1987, relating to mandatory and discretionary parole and residual probation and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 445 Judiciary with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring Sun, Cotton, Taylor, Ulmer, and Grunberg. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 445.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Judiciary? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments pending upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee Substitute for House Bill 445, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the applicability of Chapter 77, SLA 1987, relating to mandatory and discretionary parole and residual probation and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Is there any debate? Easy day. Ready for the question? The question is, shall Committee Substitute for House Bill 445, Judiciary, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
Committee Substitute for House Bill 445, Judiciary, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Pershaw.
Could we have a very brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease were in the daily calendar, would the clerk please read the next item on that calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 40 by Donnelly and Kopanen, designating a year of friendship with Finland. The State Affairs Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Elmer Chairman, concurring Elmer Hoffman, Donnelly Martin, and Davidson. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
It's in second and final reading, and having no amendments pending, it is open for debate. Is there any debate? Representative Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in recognition of the President's proclamation of the United and the United States Congress joint resolution designated 1988 as the National Year of Friendship with Finland, I have introduced HCR 40 to recognize the many Alaskans of Finnish descent. It was requested by the Alaska-Finland Trade and Information Council to assist in their efforts to establish sister cities in Alaska with cities in Finland. And Alaska's had a long and lasting relationship with the Finnish people from as early as the 1700s. Alaskans of Finnish descent have made many significant contributions to our history, culture, and technology, and it's because of this that I've introduced this resolution today, and I would ask the body's support.
Representative Kopanen, are you going to stand to declare a conflict of interest?
I was trying to hide.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 40 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? The clerk tally the board.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 40 has passed the House. Would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 54 by Sturgulewski, Hensley, Abood, Binkley, Coghill, Duncan, Eliason, Fahrenkamp, Fakes, Fanning, Fisher, Halford, Jones, Josephson, Kelly, Kurtula, Rohde, Zemanski, Euling, and Zharoff, expressing support for the Alaska Airlines application for approval to fly to Siberia. The Transportation Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Cato Chairman, concurring Miller, Pierce, Springer, Hudson, and Cato. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments and being a joint resolution, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 54 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that resolution for the third time?
Senate Joint Resolution 54 by Sturgulewski, Hensley, Abood et al., expressing support for the Alaska Airlines application for approval to fly to Siberia.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Pettyjohn.
Speaker, I had some misgivings about this resolution because of some of the dangers involved in flying in Soviet airspace. But since Alaska Airlines has retained the half space, hopefully the Russian defense command will be able to recognize these planes and not advancing hostilities. So with the half space,
Any further debate? This isn't like last Monday, is it? Ready for the question? I don't have it on the board. Are we locked in to go, or? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 54 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
Senate Joint Resolution 54 has passed the House. Citations? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have 13 citations on the calendar today. First honor is Homer High School Mariners boys basketball team 1988 Regional 3 champion. Next honor is Homer High School Mariners girls basketball team 1988 Region 3 champion. Next honor is Tom Baudette. Next honor is Tok High School women's basketball team state AA basketball champions. Next honor is Alaska International Wrestling Club. Next honor is Vocational Technical Training and Private Sector Partnership for Alaska Hire. Next honor is Port Lions High School girls basketball team, the Kings. Next honor is Martinez Shara, winner of the Alaska Seafood Challenge. Next honor is Wallace M. Turner. Next honor is Andres Aquino Cadiente. Next honor is Alvin Bramstedt. Next honor is in memoriam Ralph G. Yetka. Next in memoriam John Dillon. Move and ask unanimous consent. The House adopt the citations.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations have been adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader?
Can we please have a brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come to order? Before the at ease, we're under unfinished business. Is there any further unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, we have one request for excused absence. I move and ask unanimous. Could we just have a brief at ease? I'm sorry.
Would the House stand at ease? Back to order under unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have one request for excused absence. Representative Hoffman has requested to be excused from the call of the House 4:30 Wednesday, March 2 until playing time Monday, March 7. Move and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objection? Hearing no objection, Representative Hoffman's excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Representative Taylor.
Yeah, I note in the limbo file, CS for Senate Bill 94, has the Speaker appointed a conference committee on that?
We are still reviewing that bill for either concurrence or...
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought I might have missed it.
Yeah. Any further unfinished business? This brings us down to announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The joint committee with the Senate and House Finance on the jobs bill, which is House Bill number 512, will begin at 8:30 tomorrow morning in Senate Finance room. Thank you.
Any further standing committee or special committee announcements? General announcements. Okay. Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am pleased to report Representative Larson and I, speaking for the Mat-Su Valley, were successful in Soldotna this weekend in Kenai. I see the representative from over there who is active in sports is not here on the floor to hear the announcement, but I'm sure he will get it. Wasilla beat Soldotna 4-0, Palmer beat Kenai 5-1, and Palmer and Wasilla went at the tournament. And Wasilla squeaked by Palmer in overtime to win the Region 3 and will represent Wasilla in the state tournament. And my son plays defenseman, so hopefully I think I will be home this weekend and be able to give a report Monday. Thank you.
Got a consolation, but nothing out of rules. Representative Taylor.
Mr. Speaker, if that was a basketball game, that's the lowest score I've ever heard.
Unless it was Ketchikan and Juno playing.
I
Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce that Representative Zawacki, for the second year in a row, was the winner of the Dignitary Dog Musher race at the Fur Rendezvous, and he is the champion sprint musher of the Dignitaries in Anchorage. That's recognized as common.
Representative Hanley, you've been seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had the same announcement.
Okay. Representative Kopanen.
We moved so fast that I'd like to request the permission to go up to unfinished business.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we're now in unfinished business. Representative Kopanen.
I ask permission of the body to waive House Bill 438, statutory wills, and House Bill 465, expediting procedures involving minors, to the next committee of referral, which is judiciary. These were passed around, discussed at the HES committee at the last meeting, and deciding that there's not an educational interest.
Any objection to the motion to waive House Bill 438 and House Bill 465? Hearing no objections, they're waived to the next committee of referral, which is judiciary. Representative Coleman?
Going back down to announcements, the Bill Egan Forum at noon tomorrow at the Baranoff will hear a speaker on the Governor's Interim Commission on Children and Youth and Related Issues, our own Fran Ulmer, representative from Juneau.
Any further announcements, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In keeping with one of this institution's finest traditions, we have a couple of birthdays, and don't smile, we'll get to your second here. We have Representative Porchot's birthday first. Tomorrow. And then we have your birthday.
We have to get together tomorrow, Pat. Any further announcements? Mr. Minority Leader?
There will be a minority caucus tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the courthouse building.
Okay. Any further announcements? Special orders? Representative Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Wanted to make a brief report to the body. I would request the permission of the floor to speak on economic recovery.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you. The House Housing and Banking Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Economic Recovery spent a lot of time over the last 10 days in taking about 12 hours of testimony from witnesses, bankers, real estate agents, and other people that are concerned about the situation in South Central Alaska and other areas of the state where we have a very distressed real estate market. And Mr. Speaker, the committee has been looking into some threshold issues, such as should the state act to try to prop up the real estate market, either the residential market or the commercial market, and would such actions be effective? Who would benefit and who would lose from that? And how would our overall economy and the recovery from recession be affected if the state were to take action? And Mr. Speaker, we've learned that what we're facing is really about a $2 billion problem, of which state agencies have some involvement in about $1 billion of the problem. And the majority of that is with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. So from the initial work that we've done, it appears to our subcommittee that we should be focusing particularly on problems that affect the residential market and people's homes, which is a traditional area of government involvement. And we also have a lot of concerns about what might happen if the state were to pursue some of these other avenues. But we wanted to invite the other members of the body to continue our work with us. We have several meetings planned for this week. We'll be providing a specific schedule for list in the journal. Particularly next Saturday at noon, we will have a work session on residential issues, and hope to see the participation of as many members as possible. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader, would the House stand at ease? The House come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that we go back up the calendar to general announcements.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you. There will be a meeting tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the Speaker's chambers of all committee chairs. And then secondly, I'd like to announce a little bit early for Thursday that there'll be a majority caucus in the Speaker's chambers at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Any further announcements? This just brings us back down to special orders. No further special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday.
10 a.m. Wednesday.